All right, we are joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier Erica Enders, who went to the top with her run of 6.579 at 208 miles an hour. It is Erica's sixth number one this season, 29th in her career. And Erica, you and Aaron have been dueling it out all weekend thus far. Great run for you guys. How much momentum do you take into Sunday now?
Hopefully all of it. It's definitely been a fun run. This weekend our performance hasn't been exactly stellar. I'm not saying that because I'm ungrateful of the number one position, but we feel like we should have been making better runs, both myself as a driver and setup-wise. So Aaron was low three of the four sessions, so I was hopeful to get that 1 point back that last session. But either way, to stay on the top for tomorrow is pretty awesome, and I'm excited for race day. Vegas has always been great to us, obviously, but they're nipping at our heels, so we got to go to work.
We talked yesterday with Aaron about how much you've pushed him this year. On the other side of that, how much has he pushed you to get the most out of you this season?
All of these young guns have pushed me. We've been pretty awesome at the tree for the last few years, and having an influx of kids come in, and they take shots at it, and they're 00, and they're doing a great job. So you have to obviously rise to the occasion as much as you can, but being able to help like Aaron and TJ and the Quadra brothers, and having Bo over there is pretty awesome too. So I feel like we all make each other better, but that first started with Jeg Coughlin as my teammate, because I always, as a kid I was a fan, and then coming into Pro Stock he was the first guy I called when I got hired to drive. So he's always kind of been that icon for me, and just a really awesome driver. So it's definitely a tight-knit group over there, and it's cool to have all these really talented drivers to bounce things off of.
Erica, coming into this weekend, you really get to control your own destiny, not only for the championship overall, but even possibly for this weekend. Does that bring you into the weekend to race any different, or do you just keep doing the same thing that you do every single time you line up?
I think double answer to that question. You put your head down and you go to work, and you try not to let what's on the horizon cloud what's right in front of you. You got to take the steps necessary to get there. But what a great position to be in, having the lead that we have. But it's obviously not even close to over yet. I've heard a couple different situations that have to happen, and I'm like, don't talk to me. I don't want to think about it. We gotta go to work tomorrow, and it's gonna be obviously very challenging. If we get by first round with the Melling Performance car, I think we have a monster matchup between the winner of Greg Anderson and Dallas Glenn. So there's not an easy round, but the majority of the wins that we've been fortunate to have come like at the top of the game. There's not been a whole lot of easy rounds, so we're gonna have to fight for it, and I'm excited and ready to go. Yeah, as soon as possible would be better for me, but for Tums, they would rather the income that I provide for them. I've been eating a lot of them this week, but it's the sooner the better, obviously, but I just want to do a good job. That's what I keep telling my sister. She's like, just put your head down and go to work. So it's a great position to be in, but it's also, it comes with a lot of pressure. And if you haven't been in the situation before, it's extremely hard to explain, whether you're leading by 160 something or you're coming from behind trying to win by 1 point in 2014. The mentality is the same, and the feeling in your gut is the same. Like, you could puke on the way to the staging lanes, but somehow when you hit the starter button, everything goes away, and you just go to work. So that's what I'm hopeful for to happen tomorrow. And either way, I'm super proud of the season that we've had, and I have one more personal goal, and that's to win 10 on the year, and we have two races to get that done in. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't, whatever. But eye on the big prize.
Would it mean more to clinch it here or get a 10th here at a track that's you've had so much success at?
Yeah, I definitely would like to clinch it here if we can. I mean, there's a plan that's bigger than all of ours, and I gotta remember that. So we'll just play the cards how they're dealt, see how tomorrow goes. And either way, if we just go to work like we go to work every Sunday, and our goal is to win the race, if we can win the race tomorrow, Aaron and I could potentially have a final round matchup, being 1 and 2 qualifier, if we can successfully get through those first three rounds. So it could be potentially the final round that determines if we clinch here or not. So we got the first hat. We got to go for the blue hat tomorrow in order to get the white hat. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited though.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Eric. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck tomorrow.